Libya holds the largest oil reserves in Africa, and in good times has produced up to 1.6 million barrels of oil per day. Since its militia wars began, however, daily oil production has dropped as low as 200,000 barrels. Libya Business News Managing Editor Parik O'Hanley explains why Libya's oil production has recently fallen so far.
A significant factor there is who's controlling the pipelines on the way from the oil fields to the ports. So the pipelines and the pumping stations and so on are under the control of various local militias, and they need to be placated in order to get the oil to where it needs to be. And over time, you know, agreements are reached and so on, and the valves are switched on again, and at other times they're switched off. So those sort of factors are significant in terms of the total Libyan oil production.
The pipeline cutoffs didn't start with clashes between the militia forces now in control of Tripoli, or with the withdrawal of its lawmakers to the port of Tobruk, or when the prime minister moved his cabinet to nearby Baida. The cutoffs started during the long reign of Muammar Gaddafi.
Well, it is, and it's something which, the tribal rivalries within them and the fact that that's still going on is part of the reason why we have the conflict in the country at the moment.
Taking care of Libya's oil business has been the job of the National Oil Corporation, an agency long reputed to be independent of Libyan politics. Prime Minister Abdel Althani renewed his pledge that the corporation would rise above his nation's political conflicts.
Well, the difficulty there is in terms of determining what exactly is the National Oil Corporation at the moment. Two people are effectively running two parallel National Oil Corporations. They were both appointed by the Prime Minister Althani, but Sanalla was seen to be a little bit too close to the rival regime, which is the remnants of the General National Council in Tripoli. And he was replaced at the end of last year by Mabrouk Boussif, who was appointed by Althani to run effectively the National Oil Corporation. The difficulty is he doesn't have access to the headquarters in Tripoli. Effectively, he's trying to run a parallel organization through the Ministry of Oil and Gas of the internationally recognized government that's being run by the House of Representatives. It's maybe a little bit simplistic to put it in these terms, but effectively they can control the oil that's coming from the west of the country, whereas the government of Althani are controlling the oil that's coming from the east of the country. But just to complicate things further, the payments for oil are then coming back through the central bank, which is also in Tripoli.
During last week's Geneva talks, the central bank discussed lost oil revenues. They also proposed cuts in government spending and services. O'Hanley says the nation's leaders are now very concerned about the nation's shrinking oil revenues.
It's believed at the moment that Althani is trying to set up a parallel payment structure there that would enable payments to be made into his administration independently of the central bank.
The primary focus of the Geneva talks is ending the conflict. The goal is uniting Libya. Will the militias and the governments and the oil corporations return to Geneva anytime soon? Can they become one country again?
That's very difficult to say. I mean, the differences between the two administrations obviously go deeper than just the issue of oil and the revenues from oil. I mean, clearly that's a big factor in what's involved here. But you have to remember as well that the tribal differences in Libya run deep, and they go back over a long period. So any agreement that's reached in Geneva is going to have to placate all sides, and that's not an easy task.
O'Hanley believes recent fluctuations in Libya's oil production have played a significant role in lowering world oil prices, but the future of the local oil industry and the nation's political chaos appear still to be dictated by tribal interests from the Gaddafi era. David Arnold, VOA, Washington.